Of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, entitled Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, which has been so illustriously compiled and written by His Holiness.
One beautiful story that is to be found in the words of Shukadeva Goswami from Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna, when he was just a little boy, small boy, little child, he was given charge of taking out calves in Vrindavan, where he was living, with his friends. They would go into the pasture ground every day,
Crete, all around, and make a little room or a little house underground with all sorts of ventilation systems with filters to get air down there, and then hundreds of days of stored food, canned food that will just last for so many years, and different water devices stored. In this way, people were thinking any day the bombs will drop. And Russia was threatening to drop those.
This is in this body from boyhood to youth to old age. Similarly, at the time of death, the soul enters into...
Know about Putana? The middle brother was Bakasura, and the younger brother was Agasura. Putana was 12 miles long. Agasura was only 8. He was little brother. So he came in the form of a snake. Big snake, huge snake, and he opened his mouth and it went from the ground to the sky. Now you may think, impossible, I've gone to the zoo and I've seen some snakes, but not like that. But we have to understand that through mystic powers we can manipulate energy to do so many wonderful things.
How is this misconception?
It's the only way that people in the world could find peace. His conviction was very strong. We are reading from February of 1956. It's very illuminating how Srila Satsvarupa Maharaj is describing the situation of the world at the time when Srila Prabhupada was struggling to perform his service of printing back to Godhead. It was a time of not even citizens, only slaves. And sometimes people would trade their slaves. I have this person you can use, you have that person I could use, and they would trade. Just like people trade horses or oxen. They had no more rights, less rights, than the oxen has in India today. They couldn't, oxen can walk around the streets. They could not walk around the streets. They couldn't leave the property of their master. It was terribly cruel. So due to years and years, generations of misuse, and gradually the population of these slaves, this was a common thing. They would be on the battlefield and they would be face to face with guns with their best friends, and one or the other had to kill the other. So it was a terrible war. And for the first large section, the southern states were winning. But ultimately, there's actually the most historic places in America, relatively, are the battlefields of the Civil War. All over America, there's famous battlefields. Gettysburg, Bull's Run, and pilgrims, not pilgrims, but tourists, they come to... So there was so much turmoil, so much violence in the cities. Black killings white, whites killing blacks. It's still like that in every city of America. Still, to this day, if a white man goes into a black neighborhood at night, 99% you'll be beaten, robbed, or killed. Even today, And what to speak of the 1950s, when they didn't even have proper laws to give them rights yet. They just had basic laws. So the country was being torn apart. It was a fever of so much violence and so much anxiety.
The Yatra by Maharaj Indrajumna in the Satya Yuga, millions of years ago. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to Vedas, is Yuga Avatar. He is Krishna himself who has descended into this world to teach the most simple and beneficial process of religion for this age of Kali. The most wonderful, astonishing experience was perceived by the devotees in Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath was in the temple giving his mercy to whoever came. And that same identical Lord Jagannath, who has a blackish complexion, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, he was appearing as his own devotee with a complexion like molten gold. Krishna was dancing in front of Krishna. Krishna is worshipping Krishna. In the temple in Puri, there are certain traditional restrictions. People who are born from lower castes are forbidden to enter into the temple. There was one such devotee. His name, Srila Haridas Thakur. He was born in an outcast family. And therefore, he was forbidden to enter into Jagannath's temple. But Srila Haridas Thakur had complete faith in the holy name of Krishna. The Yuga Dharma in this age of Kali is the chanting of the holy names. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gathirandyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way except through the chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari. Haridas Thakur had complete faith that the name of God is none different than God himself. Therefore, he vowed to chant at least 300,000 names of Krishna every day before taking rest, before even eating food. Some of us are chanting on mala 16 rounds per day. Haridas Thakur was chanting 192 rounds every day with such faith. How was he able to do so? Because he was so humble. One time when he was praying to Lord Chaitanya, he was explaining that, "My Lord, you are offering me any benediction in the entire creation. You will give me anything I want." He said that, "I am lower and more fallen than an insignificant insect. That anyone who sees me becomes contaminated. I am born from a lower birth and my characteristic is sinful and cruel. But yet I desire recognition and fame. This is my insanity. If you want to give me a benediction, in every birth I may take, let me be an insect or a dog where I get the remnants of the food of your devotees. Let me always be in the association of your devotees to serve them."